Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of The Love Journey. Oh, family, I got to leave this with today's favor because I'm so grateful. You know, I leave for Peru tomorrow at 12:12 in the afternoon, and I come back 11:11 in the afternoon, in the morning. All right, family, I'm just super, super excited. The time is amazing. I can't wait to come back and talk to you about Peru. We're going to be off the rest of April, so when I come back, it'll be May. So I'm going to be missing some important people's birthdays. So I want to go ahead and wish the beautiful Carla LaVar Hawkins some birthday. Happy birthday. I'm going to be gone, girl, but I know you're going to have fun, and I know God is going to send great favor over your life. To Erica Hodge, I know God is going to send you an amazing birthday. And to all those that may have a birthday that I may miss, Danielle Frazier, April 30th, you all just know that I love you. And I'm going to be praying while I'm in the mountains for you, that God send favor over your life that day. All right, family, this is The Love Journey, and this is Karen Clark Sheard right here. Favor.
Give you favor.
This is the hour, this is the hour. I'm pouring out all my favor. Oh, this thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God, you see, I just want to say it one more time. And realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for God's favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it, receive it. I'll give it. If you allow me. I wanna rain. Down on your soul. I can take, that I can take, that I can take. With the devil. Try to mean for evil. And I will turn it around. Y'all good. I wanna rain. I wanna shine, fall on me. Oh, let the favor of God put my soul. Rain on me. That's what I want God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven bless my soul. Oh, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Y'all know that was Karen Clark Sheard right here, favor family. You know, I'm feeling that this morning, y'all. I just got it. Y'all know that's, you know, my favorite part. Once we ask, you know, all we got to do is what? Receive it, receive it. You know I love that part. So I gotta just do it one more time.
See, I just wanna say it one more time. Lord, stand still. When you think about favor, oh my God. You see, I just wanna say it one more time. Along, but when you think
trying
about
to
favor,
leave this thing alone.
Oh my God. You see, I just want to say it one more time. And realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. But when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for God's favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it, I'll give it. If you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me, if you allow me. I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain. Down on your soul, down on your soul, down on your soul. I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove, I want to prove. That I can take, that I can take, that I can take. With the devil, with the devil, with the devil, with the devil. Try to mean for evil, mean for evil, mean for evil. And I will turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Yo good, yo good, yo good. I want to rain, I want to rain, I want to rain. I wanna shine, 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 shine. Fall, 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 fall on me. Oh, let the favor of God flood my soul, rain on me. That's what I want God to do.
Shine on me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You fill me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven flood my soul, rain on me.
Rain down on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me, Lord.
Oh,
All right, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love, Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, this is an experience. The experience of God's favor. Good morning, family. That was Karen Clark shared right here on the Love Journey called Favor. Let the favor of God rain down on us. We're going to get ready and get still. I know we way after the hour because I got caught up in praise this morning, just walking around here, thanking God for his favor, thanking God for God's favor even in the storm, thanking God for his favor when we're on Valley High, thanking God for favor when we're in the midst of moving into our next level. I just give thanks this morning. Thanks for God's favor. And I receive it, receive it, receive it. And I just want you to get ready to move into the stillness. I invite you to see, as you move into the stillness, I invite you to see the favor of God raining down on you. I invite you to see the presence of God raining down on you right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Doesn't matter how we name it. You see that great spirit that is known by many, many names, that beautiful expression that we on this line call God is amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. The universe is amazing. Life is amazing. And most important, you are amazing. I'm talking about that great spirit that is known by many names, that is expressed as you, God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And everywhere you are, God is. Come on, family, let's say that together. Everywhere I am, God is. Woo! Everywhere I am, God is. I want to remind you in this right now moment that there is power in the breath, family, and sometimes we forget to breathe. The breath. And I'm just so grateful this morning, God. I'm just so grateful and so full this morning. I can't hardly contain myself. I'm so fooled by the presence this morning that I can't even contain. I just want to thank God for his favor. I thank God for his favor. And that he chose each and every one of us to do our will that's aligned with God's will. Living on purpose and living in our sweet spot. Come on, God, do your stuff. And so right now, I just want to just say thank you, God, as we become still. And as we become still, I want to remind you to take in a breath deeply through the nose, deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart. I want to remind you to hold the breath until the count of eight. Hold it in to the point of vibration, family, and then release the breath and just say, thank you, God. And so together I want you to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. And release. And let's do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe and release. And last time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Oh, thank you, God. See, all this morning, my only prayer this morning is to just say thank you, God. And if you on this line and you're in a position where you can speak out loud and just raise your hands and just say thank you, God. Our only prayer this morning is thanking God this morning. Thank you, God. Even if you can't see the favor, thank God anyway. Even if you're in the midst of the storm this morning, thank him anyway, family. Because all we have to do is ask and then prepare to receive. Receive, receive, receive. Thank you, God. Thank you for divine completion. Thank you for favor this morning, God. I just want you to stand still in this right now moment and receive God's favor. If it's a money substance, then just give thanks for the money substance right now. Seeing it in your bank account, seeing the money in your hand, seeing the money in your pocketbook. And just saying thank you, God. If there's a need in the physical presence, thank God for the physical healing right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If there is a need in your marriage, just thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your child. Thank God as you see the marriage being exactly what you desire it to be. Blessing your spouse right now. Blessing yourself and giving thanks for God's favor over your life. Giving thanks for God's favor over your marriage. Giving thanks right now. If your children, one of your children, give thanks for God's favor over your children's life. Seeing them exactly as perfect, whole, and complete, being mighty in the land. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the new homes that's going to be on this house, in this land right now, God. Thank you for new homes, new cars. Thank you right now, God, for money substance. Thank you for our children are growing more and more into the purpose and understanding that they are mighty in the land. Thank you right now, God, for favor over their life. Come on, favor. Come on, favor. I want you to shine your favor over our life right now, God. Let the favor of heaven bless our soul this morning. If there's a loved one that you desire something different, see that loved one in the light. The favor of heaven shine on their soul right now. And as I hold the light for each and every one of you, giving thanks that God's favor is shining his light over you right now. Giving thanks that God's love is raining down on you right now. Giving thanks that God is showing you exactly why you came to the planet. Showing you clarity on your purpose. And all I can say this morning is thank you, God. Thank you for God's favor. Thank you for God's favor. Thank you for God's favor. Let the favor of heaven bless our soul. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Oh. And so it is. And so it is. Okay, family, I know sometimes people can wear you out, but this is my last time. I'm going to play my little part, and then we're going to go into favor today. You see, I want to talk to you today about expecting God's favor. You see, I want to talk to you about experiencing God's favor. I want to even talk to you about understanding God's favor even in the storm. All we have to do is what? Ask and prepare to receive this morning.
Ooh.
lead this thing along, but when you think about favor, oh my God. You see, I just want to say it one more time. But you gotta understand that and realize that you gotta be purified for God's favor. You may have a temporary setback, but it's only a permanent setup for God's favor to reign in your life. Somebody needs to know that tonight. So when you get down on your knees and pray, and you're asking for favor, this is all God is saying. He's just saying this. Receive it. If you allow me. I wanna rain. I wanna prove. That I can take. What the devil. Try to mean for evil. And I will turn it around. Y'all good. I wanna rain.
I want to shine.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? You feel me up here. I want you to fall down on me, God.
Let the favor of heaven, let my soul, oh, rain on me.
Rain on me.
Shine on me.
I'm trying not to get out of the way here.
Fall on me.
Fall down on me, Lord.
Let the favor of heaven bless my soul this morning. Did you know Psalms 41 says the favor of God keeps our enemies from defeating us? And when we talk about enemies on this line, we're talking about the enemies. I'm talking about the stuff that keeps us in our own mind, because there's no bigger enemy than the enemy within. Because there's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within us, there's no enemy outside that can do us any harm. And so when we speak of enemies, we're talking about those inner thoughts, the things that we say to ourselves in the deep, dark crevices of our mind. So when we talk about the favor of God, we're talking about the favor of God to keep us even when we don't. even in our own mind when we don't even understand how. The favor of God. See, when you walk in God's favor, expressing the presence of God with your life, knowing whose and who you are, you cannot be defeated. Come on, family. I cannot be defeated. I am unstoppable with the favor of God. You see, the gift of God's favor is one of God's greatest blessings upon our life. See, when we walk in God's favor, it doesn't matter how big the challenge is. God's favor only brings what? Increase, increase, increase. If we receive it, receive it, receive it, we're going to let God's favor just shine, shine, shine on us this morning. Yes. Today I want you to expect God's favor. Expect God's favor. You know, God's favor, I have you walking in your purpose when you understand how to receive God's favor. God wants us to live an amazing life. God wants us to live an amazing life. You see, God doesn't want us just to endure and just make it through, but God wants us to enjoy this amazing life. I know we go through many challenges in life. Marriages, sickness, all kinds of stuff. But you see, God's favor is even in the storm. We got to learn how to be grateful because let me tell you, life is happening not to us, but for us. And we have to learn how to call forth God's favor this morning. There are so many times in life when we got to stop and just say, thank you, God. And so this morning, I just want you to think about all the times God brought you through. If you're in a storm right now, I just want you to think about the other side of the storm. And know life is happening to you, for you and not to you. So many of us don't expect God's favor. Some of us don't even expect anything good to happen in our life. Expect to get breaks, promoted, or anything. You see, I know if we expect God's favor, if we declare it, if we thank God, when we do not see good things happening, then we're going to see more of the good stuff happening. Because something powerful activates when you can say thank you when you can't see it. Something activates down in your soul when you can say thank you even when you can't see it. Something gets stirred up down in your soul when you say thank you and cannot see it. You see, it's easy to get negative. We're going to go through some disappointment. It's easy to stay in that frame of mind. But choosing to have an attitude of gratitude is a choice. See, your attitude is going to determine how you're going to live in your life, and how we live is based on the story we tell ourselves. You see, I know every morning I get up and I claim I'm the favorite of God. I claim the favor of God because I'm a favorite. Every morning I get up and I thank God for God's favor. I thank God for God's blessings. I thank God for blessing my soul. I thank God for blessing my soul. You see, God is so powerful that God will make your wrong right. Come on, Holy Spirit. God's favor is amazing over our life. And this morning, all I could think is I'm so grateful. You see, when you're walking through the storm and you can see the other end of the storm, you see, I've learned that storm taught me how to see in the darkness. My family, I was telling them the other day, they thought I was joking, but I'm serious. There was something about the darkness. I said, God has given me eyes to see in the darkness. You see, I don't pray for the darkness to end like I used to. I don't pray for the storm to end. I pray for God to give me peace in the storm, eyes in the darkness, and be able to know that God's favor is over my life, even in the midst of the storm. And when you allow God to shine his light on you, even in the midst of the storm, there's something powerful that happens when you just say thank you. You resurrect the presence of the light in you. You see, there's nothing more powerful than a heart of God that can say thank you in the midst of a storm. And right now, I just want you to experience God's favor right now. Just experience it right now. Just feel the presence of God. There are times you've been praying for, believing for, standing in faith for. Let me assure you, you're going to come into this beautiful time of favor, where whatever's going on will turn around. Where you meet that right person, where a good break is going to thrust you years ahead. That's why Habakkuk said the vision is for an appointed time. It may be slow in coming. It may seem slow in coming, but wait patiently for it to. It will surely come. You see, it don't say in the word that maybe it will come. It don't say hope it will come. Habakkuk was sure that God had already set a time, that divine time for favor. So today you can be assured there's a divine time for your breakthrough. It's already put on the calendar. It won't be 1 second late. Sometimes we think, well, everybody's getting ahead of me. My friends are doing this and this is happening. My co-workers are being promoted and I'm still stuck. Everybody's being healed. It's not going to be 1 second late, family. Time. A blessing. So stop worrying about what's going on around you and who's getting what. And just keep persevering. Be the best that you can be and keep honoring God. Keep praising. Keep thanking God and keep treating people right. And you, before you know it, that promotion, that healing, that breakthrough, that right person, won't be a second late. God is not a random God. God is precise. But we have to learn how to claim our favor. We got to learn how to declare our favor. Favor is yours, family. They say it ain't fair. But I tell you, when I think about the times God's favor blessed my soul, all I can do is shout this morning. So many times grace kept me. Grace followed me all the days of my life when I didn't understand. When it seemed like the very people who was on my side may have turned against me. And I didn't understand where stuff was coming from. But I had to keep persevering. Even when my family didn't seem like things were going to be okay between us. But I had to see it in the way that I wanted it to be. I want you to think about that right now. Just think about it. When we believe in God's favor, even when we can't see it. Let me tell you. Even when I couldn't see my marriage being what it is today. And I had to learn to see with God's eyes. When my children wasn't going in the direction that I felt was a good direction for them. And they was making some choices that seemed like they were going down the road, and I had to see God's favor over their life anyway. You see, my grandmother used to say, you got to see your way through it. And I didn't understand what that meant at the time, but she said she used to touch our forehead in our third eye position. I don't even know if she knew anything about a third eye or chakras and all that stuff back then, but she sure touched our forehead and said, you got to see your way through it. You see, you got to see your way through it. You got to see love raining down on your marriage this morning. You got to see God's money substance raining down on you this morning. You got to see your loved one being exactly where they should be in God's favor. See, it took a minute for me to understand how to use this and see my way through it. You got to call forth in your children what you want them to be. I wake up every morning and I call out each one of my children's name. And I call forth the blessings in their name. I call forth their gifts and their talents, Holy Spirit. And I call forth the knowing that God's blessings will rain down on their life and God will keep them protected and that favor shall follow them all the days of their life. And I call forth their blessings. I call their name and I speak it over their life every day, even when I couldn't even see it. Come on, hallelujah, this morning. Even when I couldn't see it happen, I had to bless my marriage, even when I didn't see the goodness of God in it. I had to bless my marriage. And I had to learn how to bless space. Clean up the energy in my home. Clean up the energy of my finances. Yes. When I desired a bill to be paid or something to happen, I took my money and I saved it and I cleansed up the energy and I called for God's blessings to multiply, to amplify it. And I asked God when it's to bless this money and multiply it, amplify it, spiritualize it right now, God. And anybody who touched this bill right here, this dollar bill, this $100 bill, whatever was in my hand, I asked it to show favor in somebody's life right now, God. Let this money go forth and bless somebody's soul today, God. And that it will be returned, amplified, spiritualized, multiplied a billionfold. And then I gave thanks for the blessing of that money. And I asked God's favor to shine down on me. Let God's favor shine on my soul. Let the favor of heaven bless my soul. Lead me and guide me. Family, on this Good Friday, I want you to learn how to resurrect the Christ consciousness. I want you to learn how to call forth the blessing and resurrect what seemed to be dead. Come on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You see, when Jesus was called to the tomb of Lazarus, everybody was weeping because Lazarus was dead. But see, the word tells us that we can speak a thing and it shall be done. The word tells us we can speak to that mountain and it shall be done. God spoke a word in us when God said we can speak to that mountain. You see, Jesus, with every confidence, didn't hope that Lazarus would come back. wasn't anticipating. Jesus saw Lazarus being resurrected. Because we got to see our way through it, family. And Jesus spoke to Lazarus. We got to learn how to resurrect. And so on this Good Friday, on this day, where God's favor is running down on our life, I want you to know you got the power to resurrect this morning. You got the power to resurrect a thing, to breathe life into a situation, to call forth and speak that thing into existence. All you have to do is call forth the favor of God right now. I tell you, God's favor is raining down. You see, when you think about the heart of David, and they say nothing pleases God more than faith. And David had a heart of God. And even in the midst of the storm, David understood how to praise God. How to praise God. Psalm 5 and 12 tells us you surround them with your favor as with a shield. And I thank God every day for Psalm 5 and 12 because I tell God to surround me right now, God, with your favor, that your favor will be my shield, God, that your favor will be my shield. Surround me right now, God, with your favor. Spirit, touch this home with your favor, God. In the scripture, a man named Zerubbabel was in charge of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem that had been destroyed years earlier. King Cyrus of Persia put out a decree to rebuild it, and everything was going fine until they had laid down the foundation. When the foundation was laid, then the opposition came. People who didn't want it rebuilt start paying people to cause trouble, stirring up all kinds of turmoil. But Zerubbabel could have thought, you see, God, I'm doing what you asked me to do. And I thought we had your favor. But all this opposition coming up, enemy sent a letter to the new king of Persia saying, the people who are rebuilding the temple are evil and are going to rebel against you. Stop them or you will lose everything. This lie worked and the work was shut down. The work was shut down. It looked as though the enemy was getting the best of Zerubbabel. But when the king had his men search the archives, they found the original decree given by Cyrus. Then the king issued a new decree to the opposition of the that said, let them rebuild the temple. Not only are you to not hinder them, but you are to use funds from the royal treasure to help pay for the full construction cost. And you are to take them food and supplies every day. Come on now. I want you to hear this story. You ain't hear me. The royal treasure. They was to use their funds. The same people that caused the shutdown is the same people that the king declared that they got to use their money and help bring food and supplies to the people every day. That was to pay for the full construction cost. You may have people and circumstances that may seem like, but let me tell you, God's favor. Let me tell you a secret. Zerubbabel knew it, and I want you to know, you got favor in the storm, baby. You got favor in the storm. Let the favor of God rain down on your soul this morning.
You see, you're going to see what God is doing behind the scenes. The same people who would go against you are the same people who will pay for your full construction costs. The same people that God will cause them to bless you. I pray for unexpected blessings coming your way. I pray for increased promotion, breakthroughs, healing, vindication, and the fullness of your destiny coming to you right now. Come on, God. Come on, Holy Spirit. I pray for new life in your spirit. You see, I pray that new life is in your spirit. Sometimes we get tired, and we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we feel like we can't go no more, but I tell you, I'm calling forth new life in your spirit this morning. I'm calling forth new life in your spirit this morning. I'm calling forth the consciousness of the resurrected Christ in your spirit this morning. Can you see the power of God working through it? Can you see it? Are you listening down in your spirit? You see, down in my spirit, I hear it. New levels are coming now. Yes. Just as we have physical ears, we have spiritual ears. Just like we got physical eyes, we got spiritual eyes. God doesn't speak to us out loud like you see in the movie. God speaks to us in our spirit. Down in our soul, you will hear the Spirit of God speaking. Many times God will speak things that will contradict what you see with your eyes. Come on, family, somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. Many times God will speak things that will contradict what you see with your eyes. You may be struggling in your finances, but you hear the voice of God saying you're blessed. You have more than enough. It may not look like it. It may not look like you ever get well, but you hear a voice saying you're healthy, you're whole, you're perfect, you're complete. And what I want you to know, it may look like the opposite of what you're speaking, but God calls you what you are before it happens. Abraham didn't have any children when God called Abraham the father of many nations. Gideon was afraid and felt unqualified to lead the Israelites, yet God called Gideon a mighty hero. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. The scriptures say that the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That sickness or addiction may look permanent, but one touch of God's favor and you'll be well. You may feel like you're stuck. You're not seeing any good breaks. Stay in faith. It's subject to change. If you listen down in your spirit, you'll hear that voice saying new levels are coming, new opportunities, new relationships, favor is yours. You see, in 1 Kings 18, it didn't rain in Israel for 3.5 years. All prophet Elijah heard was God speak. Thought Elijah was crazy. He told King Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Everywhere the king looked, it was brittle dry. I'm sure, Elijah, you're hearing things. There's not a cloud in the sky. That's the way God is in the drought. God will talk to you about rain and lack. He'll talk to you about abundance. When you feel insignificant, he'll talk to you about greatness. He speaks to your spirit about what's coming, but it may be the opposite of what your circumstance looks like right now. Come on, somebody. I'm sure Elijah could have thought, I'm not going to tell anybody what I heard. They're going to think I'm crazy. But Elijah was bold enough to announce what he heard. The scriptures say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's not enough just to believe what you hear. You need to announce it. When you're fighting a sickness, tell someone, I'm healthy, I'm whole, I'm perfect and complete. The way get you and say, what do you mean? They may say there's no sign of you getting well. But when you announce it, it sets the miracle in motion. Come on, fam. When you speak that thing, it sets the miracle in motion. Your words have creative power. You give life to your faith by speaking it out loud. That's what it's all about. God's favor this morning. Today, family, we will not convene anymore for the rest of this month. I will be back in May. But let me just tell you, I want you to know that God's favor is yours today. And I want you to receive it. Receive God's favor. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, again, I want to send all the birthday shout-outs to those we'll be missing next week, that I will be missing and we won't be convening. Carla LaVoe Hawkins, family, make sure you reach out to Lady C. Breakthrough, this is her birthday week coming up. Erica Hodges. And if I haven't spoke your name and your birthday's coming up, just say my birthday, your name, let me know. And we send you some love as well. I want your family to have a phenomenal weekend, a phenomenal resurrection weekend. May the power of God resurrect your finances this week. May your finances be resurrected. May health be resurrected. May your relationship be resurrected. May your loved one be resurrected. And so I'm going to open the line and I'll allow anyone who wants to come and speak, any questions that you may have, anything that we talked about this week that you have concern, anything that you want to just bring into the comments, anything. We're just going to open the line, and if you got something to say, just press 1 on Blog Talk Radio. Star 6 on the teleconference. And let me know that you got something you want to say. If you want to pray, if you want us to keep you in prayer, if there's something that's in your heart that you want to be resurrected in this weekend, and you want me to hold the light to see God's favor, Lynette, I apologize. It is your birthday month too, April 28th. Lynette Collins, make sure you send some love to her too. Lynette, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Charge her to my mind and not my heart. Happy birthday, Lynette Collins. This is her birthday week coming up. Again, I will be in Peru on all of the beautiful birthdays this week. But when I come back, I'll send you a shout-out on my Facebook and remind everybody to continue to send love into Lynette Collins. Yes, that's Lynette Collins, Erica Hodges, Donnell Frazier, and Carla LaVoe Hawkins. All the birthdays are coming up this week. And again, if I didn't get your name, just make sure you let me know and I'll speak it out. All right, family, there's no comments and no concerns. I just want to say thank you this morning for tuning in. And thank
good morning.
You. Good morning.
Good morning, Janine. Could you hear me, Janine?
I can hear you, baby.
Thank you. Good morning, family. This is Sabrina talking to you, Janine. Janine, my phone, something's wrong with my phone. So I need you to retext your address back to me, please.
I will. I will retext my address back to you. How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing great as I'm watching my family members leave the planet. Just had my aunt leave, my brother-in-law. He finally, we was holding on to him to see if he would be all right. But they finally took the unplugged him, and he couldn't breathe on his own, so they just let him go. So my aunt of 96 years, God bless her, Aunt Alice, is gone. So, you know, I just want to give praise and thanks to the universe for these dynamic souls and spirits that's traveling on and moving on to the next adventure. I just want to say peace and love and blessings to the family. Stay up. Keep your head up. Keep your heart open. God bless you. Ashe.
All right. Hasenia, I will definitely keep you and the family lifted in this time of comfort as you release the ones from this physical planet, knowing that God's love is all around you. And I'll keep you lifted and send light love. You know, I know there's no words that can comfort the heart and no acts of kindness that can bless your soul in this time. But I want you to know that I will keep you lifted and ask God to continue to bless your heart during this transformation time.
Thank you.
I love you, Hasena.
Yes, and I want to say have a fantastic, safe trip, dynamic trip to Peru. Enjoy yourself, sis. Safe travel.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
I know you are. You been before?
No, this is my first time going to Peru.
Why Peru? Is it just someplace you wanted to go, or you just the opportunity came?
I'm actually going to sit with the shamans in the Amazon, and I just felt led. I'm going to do ayahuasca, and so I'm going to take plant medicine, and I'll be a part of several ceremonies with the earth.
Goodness. So you can come back. Your feet ain't even going to be on the planet. You're going to be floating.
I know. I'm super excited.
Gosh, I'm excited for you.
But let me tell you what's so interesting about the timing. I didn't know that this was going to be Resurrection Weekend when the time was set. I didn't realize it was going to be a full moon process. There's so many symbolisms. I mean, I leave at 12:12 on Saturday tomorrow in the afternoon. When I come back, I come back at 11:11. My flight lands at 11:11, and I leave at 12:12. Isn't that interesting? The numbers, the time of the, you know, this is the Resurrection Weekend, the full moon. It's just so many symbolisms.
Mm-hmm. Well, after you had your experience where you went away and you didn't talk for, 10 days?
Exactly, 10 whole days.
And then now this? You're going to be floating. We're going to have to hold you down with something around your ankle to keep you from floating up in the universe.
I know.
Seriously. Oh, it's a beautiful thing, Janine. I love it. I'm glad you're having that experience. So that
me
you can
too.
Come and share it with us. So beautiful.
So, Hasenia, you've never been to my house, but in my bedroom I have a hole on the right side. When you walk in, it's to the left. The whole wall is my vision wall. I call it my vision wall. So when I get up, I got my altar right in front of the vision wall where I light my candles in the morning. I have a glass of water and a pretty crystal glass, and I anoint my head, and I look up on my wall, and I give thanks for all the things that I desire because I believe a vision board or a vision wall is a 3D version of our prayers, right? And so I looked up this morning at my vision board, and I saw, I didn't have Peru on the wall, but I did have the plant medicine and the ability to go spend time with a shaman and sit with Mother Nature and just become one and hear what God says to me in this nature part. And I looked up and said, look at you, God. Look at this part. And so all I could do was write thank you. I took a piece of noted paper and I just put it in. I have heart, you know, those sticky notes, heart shape.
Mm-hmm.
I have it in a pink color, and I just put thank you all over the things that came to pass already on my vision wall. And when I looked, and it's not even halfway through the year, and I have sticky notes of thank you already on my vision wall.
Wow.
I'm just so grateful. The 10-day silent retreat is up there. Some things I wanted to manifest. You know, my credit score, I have 800 on there. I'm at 767, 776, and 787. I'm like, I just put thank you on there already because I'm only 13 points away from 800. So to me, that's it. So I just put a thank you on there.
I'm telling you, go girl. Listen, when you start floating, make sure you float past my window so I can wave to you as you going up.
I will. I say there's nothing like God's favor. I'm telling you, it's nothing like God's favor. And I believe we activate God's favor by simply saying thank you even when we can't see it.
Yes. Yes. Definitely, yes.
So when I come back, I want us all to get our gratitude boxes. I just love the idea of a gratitude box. And every day, we just write in there what it is we want to bring in for that day, and we just give thanks for God's blessing over that day. And we're going to start, but we got to utilize the tools, Hasina. You know, we get on the line and a lot of people hear it, but we don't use it.
Right. Right. That's so true. That's true. We like, you know, we want to hear it. It makes us feel good, but, you know, you got to, what do you say, faith without works? You got to work it.
It only works if we work it, right?
That's you got to work it.
Yeah.
You don't work it. I mean, some things, it seems like in some days, things is not going the way you thought they would go. And then some days, everything fits right in plan. So you just got to keep working it. Just keep working it. I mean,
but you know,
the universe.
When things start going the way I just stop and I meditate and I just say, thank you, God, for this experience. I may not understand what this experience is about. I may not even like this experience, but I know your goodness. You know, just like, I'm going to give you an example. My sister was over here on Wednesday. My sister is a very traditional Christian, Hasina. So, she came over here and she was very livid with me because she doesn't want me to go to Peru alone. She doesn't want me. She said, I'm not using wisdom. She said, whatever this stuff is I'm doing, I'm opening myself up to all kinds of stuff. And she was very, very upset. And she didn't understand why I wanted to go. And so I was explaining to her, why I wanted to go. And she was like, well, isn't Jesus enough? Isn't the Holy Spirit enough? But I was saying, don't you understand that Jesus and the Holy Spirit is everywhere present? And so she didn't quite understand it. She left very upset. And I couldn't understand because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. You know, a lot of us in my family, we love her a lot, but she's very serious about how she sees God and how she sees Jesus and how she sees the Bible and how she sees it. And if we don't agree with her, oh, my God. And so most of the time, I just don't even get into conversations with her about it. But she was so damn serious about it, so she walked out of my house very upset. And it was very disappointing to my heart because I love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed, and I said, well, you know, and when I got to just praying God and just thanking God for the experience and whatever it is that I needed to learn in this right now moment, I started to feel peace that part of the journey of going to Peru was part of the series of things that may hold me in fear because my sister was the one who took me out of my last foster care. She was the one who came and got me and raised me from that point. And a lot of it, you know, and I give thanks for her. I even told her before she walked out the door, I said, I love you, and it's because of you that I am. I said, but I don't want you to walk out of here being angry and upset with me, you know. And I told her I loved it, but she didn't. I don't think she really, really received it. But it bothered me, and I just kept going over and over in my mind, thanking God for the experience and sending her love anyway.
Right.
I just kept going, and I just had this peace about it. Part of the journey to Peru was a part of
whatever's inside of me that keep me in a box to be released, because I realized that she was the outer manifestation of my own fears. Mm-hmm. She was representing my own fears that I was feeling about going. And then when I prayed on it, I just released my fears, knowing that wherever I am, God is. Yes,
sir.
And I knew she was a representation of my own fears.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is a great experience. Well, people don't understand that, you know, what the mission is out here. They really don't understand that it's about you evolving.
Right.
And it's not about religion. Religion keeps you contained in a box. It keeps you stagnated. So when that box is open and your spirit is allowed to fly free, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. They, you know, it's fearful for them. It's scary for them, for you to experience that. You know, it's fear for them because of the box that we allowed ourselves to be in. But, you know, you can't hold nobody back. You got to let them fly, and you have to fly, because that's your mission. That's your duty, to fly so that you can help others fly. And family don't understand that all the time. And, you know, you just bless them and love them, and you just have to move on with your mission. And they'll see it eventually and be like, wow, okay, maybe something is with this. Let me look into that.
Right. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just got to thank God for the experience. Thank God for what's happening. And my heart was, you know, feeling some way. And I just went into the spirit and just ask God, whatever the experience is, I thank you. Even when I don't understand it, I thank you, God. Even when I don't see how, God, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for my sister, and I thank God for her love, because all it was just her fear.
Mm-hmm. And concern, right. Mm-hmm.
And her fear was trying to amplify my fear inside of me. I was like, oh, no.
Right? You're like... No, that's not good, because that's been a lot of people, because of that, a lot of people stop people from accomplishing their goals because of the fear that somebody else feels for them, and they get that paranoia in them, and next thing you know, they're not doing anything. They staying still.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to fly, Janine. That's your nature. That's you. And I mean, there's nothing holding you back. Your husband understands. He's not hold. I mean, you go, girl. Hopefully, you know, some of us will catch up to your tail wing and we will fly with you.
Well, you know, my experience is your experience. There's no separation in spirit. So all of us are being Peru, praying and meditating and channeling and journaling. I got my journal. I got a new whole journal for this experience, for my Peru experience. So
are you
really
going
excited.
By yourself?
I'm going alone, yes.
Yeah, you are. So, and your husband's going, wow, y'all are something. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Everybody said the same thing. He knows that, you know, he knows me. I mean, we've been together 30-something years.
What a dynamic. This is why I talk about your relationship with your husband, because it is so dynamic that I love it. And the thing about it is, my sister-in-law, she had a relationship just like that with her husband since they were teenagers in high school.
Right.
Now they're 6 years old, and she just lost her husband, so she's at wit's end. I mean, to have a man that long in your life and him just be so beautiful with you, and, oh, my gosh, I just feel it's just so beautiful. I love you all. I love your husband. I love him just for his understanding of what you need to do for your soul, which makes your relationship better with him and better with everyone around. You know, soar.
Yes, I'm super excited. Somebody asked me, you know, how did I said I couldn't have it no other way, though. You know, I couldn't have, for me, I'm not judging anybody else's relationship, but for me, I couldn't have somebody in my life who would stop me or
mm-hmm.
couldn't allow me to be who I am. It's so important for me to be able to express me. And I allow him to express him too, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just one-sided. You know,
it's
important.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, you're definitely right. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. I definitely.
I'm sorry, got it.
No, go ahead. I'm just talking. Go ahead.
Your understanding of him, his understanding of you, both of you are allowing each other to grow and become better people, better partners with one another. And that's and it takes a lot for people to do that with one another, because people are not really that open to, you know, because sometimes people, a man may fear that his wife is going too far, the wife may fear. But when you have a relationship where everything is comfortable, relaxed, you know, you on a mission, you're growing. This is personal. This is my personal experience. This is my inner experience. You know, I'm not looking for fun. I'm not looking for none of that. And I think once, oh, I'm so beautiful. I'm sorry, you got me rambling now.
Yeah, I really enjoy the process and of where we are today, and how, you know, the mission, you know, when my sister asked him, why are you letting her? He said, it's her mission. I can't stop what God has for her. He said, I would be remiss to stop the mission of what God's plan for her life would be.
Mm.
And then if I stopped her mission, then I probably wouldn't have her in my life. I thought that was,
exactly.
He said, and more than anything, he said, I'm proud to be her husband.
Wow.
I'm proud to be her husband.
Wow, what a deep understanding. That's right, he can't, because if a person tries to stop your mission, that'll interfere with your what you need to do to make him happy and satisfied, because then you wouldn't be. So
right.
That's a beautiful thing for him to do that. Now, you know, well, he's not allowed, but for it to operate like that. So God bless him. And I know he's going to miss you. Of course he's gonna miss you, and he's concerned about your safety. He knows you're going to be all right. But like you said, wherever God is, you is. And wherever you is, God is too.
Yes, sir. Wherever I am, God is. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's true. Y'all traveling together. And sometimes that's so peaceful, man. That's peaceful to travel with the divine. It's just you and the divine connecting with one another. Oh, my goodness, Janine, girl. Whew. The energy you're going to have.
You know what I'm excited about, though, with it? You know, the interesting thing about it is, the food comes from the Amazon, so they pick the food every day out the garden in the Amazon. So every day we eat from the garden.
Wow. Fresh food right from the earth.
Yes, straight from the earth to the table.
You take that? Your system's going to be able to take that? Did you fast? Did you cleanse the system? I thought you were talking about some real fresh food.
Yes. I've been preparing my body and my mind for this opportunity to just enjoy the nature of God's love through earth. I'm super excited to spend time in God's green Amazon. I've never been to the Amazon.
That's
so
true.
This is my first time.
No. Just the nature, that people beginning to understand that this is all about nature. Netaru, the natures, the deities, the Netaru. So, getting involved in nature. Oh, I mean, I don't even want to talk to you no more, because I'm sorry to get upset myself, because I ain't going.
You are going. We won. We are one. So you, if I'm near you there, so just see yourself there, and you will physically get there too.
Oh, yeah, please keep me in mind. Now, Jimmy, you still, who's going to do the program for you? You going to do it, or are you just going to, like, you know, just the week? How long will you be gone?
I'll be gone. I'll come back actually on April 30th because it takes 16 hours. So I won't be back to April 30th, and I come back 11:11 on April 30th in the afternoon. So we will not resume. So we're just going to, y'all, we're going to have a spiritual maintenance. I was going to ask somebody to take it over next week, but then I decided, you know what? Maybe everybody need a break. It's a, you know, it's a lot of work to try to put the teleconference and the blog talk radio together.
Yeah,
you know, so I said, I'll give everybody a break. And when we come back, I'll be back that following Monday, because I come back on a Tuesday. So that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I just take the rest of the week off. And then that following Monday, we'll get started. So I'll keep everything posted on the Love Journey, and I'll keep everything text to everyone when we start back up, so you all know that we're back.
Okay.
It's just going to be the week.
Okay.
Okay, like I said, have a fantastic travel. May the divine Netaru be with you, the deity, Atumre. You know, they guide you, you know, shoot, just nuts, segments, Ptah, Imhotep. May the deities guide you and protect you on your journey. And we'll see you when you get back, or we'll hear from you when you get back. And I'm going to put your birthday card in the mail today. I have it, I just didn't have the address. So, again, I say, I love you, sister. And you stay, Janine.
I appreciate you. I love you, Asina. You are such an amazing gift to me, the love journey, and the planet. Thank you for you being you.
Ashe.
Ashe. All right, Pam. Family, I'm going to pray us the prayer of protection as we leave today, reminding us that wherever we are, God is. Wherever we are, God is. Knowing that the light of Christ always directs us. The love of Christ enfolds us. The power of Christ protects us. And the presence of Christ upholds us. Reminding you to speak that day. Speak a day. Speak, your family. You see, God loves those who are bold enough to speak that thing even when they can't see it. And I wish you this weekend a resurrected presence of God in your life. I pray God will resurrect your finances, that God will touch your finances to spiritualize, amplify, multiply a billionfold back into your life every cent that you circulate. I pray that God will resurrect life inside of you. Sometimes we get so caught up, we get what they call depressed or discouraged. I pray God's encouragement into you, that you will resurrect life back into yourself today, that you will breathe life back into your dreams and aspirations and desires. I pray, God, go for your marriage, for your relationship, that God will resurrect life into the dead areas of your relationship. That God will open up God's doors right now and pour out a blessing over your love life and rain down love over you right now. I see the abundance of love raining over your love life right now. I pray God will bless every cell, every atom, every muscle fiber, every pain, every part of your body that needs to return to its highest vibration. Right now, God, that we speak to it right now. That we speak to your kidneys right now, God. We speak to the liver right now, God, to speak to your heart. That you will have a heart of God. And that you may experience the resurrected presence of love in your heart this weekend. As we recite the prayer of protection, knowing that wherever we are, God is. Knowing that wherever we are, God, the light of God surrounds me. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. And wherever we are, God is. And so it is. And so it is. I love you, family. And may the blessings of heaven rain down on your soul. Carla, Lynette, Erica, Frazier, all of you all, may you enjoy your birthday week this week. And may heaven send you a gift that will blow your mind. May God's blessings be so powerful that it be so turned up and blow your mind that it will wow you this day. And may this week be filled with mystery, love, surprises. May wonders never seek. And put your miracle in motion this week by speaking that thing. I love you, family, with the love of God. reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, family. And this is another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Yolanda Adams right here on The Love Journey, family. Have a phenomenal day, a phenomenal week, and I see you when I get back. Remember, I am because you are. I promise you, family, you bless my soul on this line all the time. I love you.
Kittens, round.
Yes, yes, family. That was Yolanda Adams. You are my favorite thing. Bless you. Love. Yes, love is my favorite. Which means I got to play this song for Zakiya and me. My mama used to love this song too, but Zakiya loved it. And let me tell you, on Wednesday, Brenton and I were going downtown to handle some business. My whole family came. We celebrated and just celebrating our life, celebrating good things. And when we got in the car, the song that came on was Good Times by Michael. I think about the good times. And that was one of the songs that we played on the video that our videographer put together, a surprise of all the things with my mom and me and different pictures. And it was so beautiful. And he chose I Think About the Good Times. And immediately I felt like mom's spirit was around. And then the next thing I heard was I Love You by the Whispers. My mama used to love for me to call her and sing that song to her. And so this is dedicated to Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Kia, and her newly wedded husband, and all of you out there. Love. I bid you love today. And I want you to know I love you. This is the Whispers.
Precious love. together. I love you. Won't you by my side forever? I love you. Sharing our precious.